welcome back to Loving Yourself Completely. If you are anywhere near the area I am and you are living in a snow globe, well, wind me up and play some music because that's where I'm at. It is Friday that I'm recording this right now, and so it usually takes about 20 minutes for me to get my son to school. This morning, I was in my car for an hour and 20 minutes. Usually, it's 20 minutes to and from, and this morning, over an hour. It's insane here. But yet, I mean, put a little bit of fog in the mix, and you'll miss 3 days of school. Like, insane that it wasn't called today, but, you know, that's just my parent rant for the day. When I tell you, this week is top three most mentally exhausting weeks I've ever had, I 100% mean this. I've recorded this intro about 8 times because I can't divulge too much, but I am the bigger bear, as Beth Dutton from Yellowstone would say. I had a stressful week, and I've had people try to push my limits and my boundaries when it comes to me as a mother. And I will always win on that front. I will always win on that front. You will never win. And the harder you push, the bigger I get. And so I feel like that's where we're at in this week's episode that I want to talk about. All week, you know, I sit here and I think about, this is my week this week, you know, all week I think about the fact that we're going to have to deal with people we don't like. That's just it. You're going to have to deal with them. You do not have to forgive them, though. You don't have to go forgive and forget, or, you know, forgive, just don't forget. No, you don't have to do fucking either. And that's okay. That doesn't harm you. When you get to the point where you're ready to be done with somebody, the forgiveness in you does not have to come. What does need to come with the forgiveness is for yourself, not for them. And I'm not saying that like, oh, forgive them, you know, so you can move on. No, fuck that too. Fuck all that too. We're going to talk about the fact that it takes more to forgive yourself for allowing that than it does in any forgiveness or of any type of way that they will ever deserve from you. People hurt you because they're hurt people. You don't have to take on their wounds, okay? You don't even have to give them a Band-Aid. You can step over them. They have chose this journey that you have tried to be with them along the way on, and they have stepped on you multiple times to get there. You're like their lifeguard, and they're drowning, and they're pushing your head underwater as well, because you don't know how to handle people like that. You don't have to, and you're not meant to. Trained professionals need to. They need therapy. That was a good one, Sarah. I'm going to high five myself. Anyways. All right, you guys, this week's episode, it's a good one. I'm excited for this one because I think a lot of people need to hear it. And I hope you're all having a wonderful week. I'm hoping that this weekend is just the most blissful weekend I've ever experienced in my life because I absolutely need it. And I hope for you guys as well. Just remember, you've created your boundaries for a reason. You don't have to move them. They're heavy. They should be heavy. They should be set in stone. They should be those big fucking concrete walls that they put for nobody to pass. That's what I want you envisioning with those boundaries you've worked so hard to create. Don't allow people to just climb over them because you don't know how to set them. You don't know how to set them good. Communicate them. Be open about them. And stop forgiving people before you forgive yourself. Okay? All right, you guys, let's get into it. I don't know about you, but it has always bothered me hearing people say, forgive and forget. Forgive and forget? Like, what? Or don't forgive them to help them or make them feel better. Forgive them for yourself. No, thank you. I don't know if I'm the only one. These things bother me. And we create this illusion in our minds that in order to be free from somebody, we have to forgive them. And we don't. That's my belief. I don't believe I have to forgive you for wronging me. Because guess what? The whole time you were wronging me, I promised myself I would never forgive you and I would never forget what got us here. I will now create this to be part of my being. This will never happen to me again. And that's how we become who we are. That's who we become, how we don't trust people, or we make people earn our trust, or we look at certain people and we go, you're not healthy for me because I know from my past. That's how we look at relationships and we go, this is my first red flag because I know better. You do not have to forgive, or please, and please don't forget. Please don't forget. That's my biggest stretch for today. So, you know, so many times I look around and I think, how many times have I forgiven the wrong people? The people who smile at me now that internally still has a flame there for me because I can't fully forgive them, but they think I have. That makes me even more mad. That makes me more mad that I allowed them to think that what they did to me was okay, is okay now, and we can move on. Because guess what? It doesn't take much to spark that flame again when there's already gasoline all over the place. And that anger comes out tenfold to what it was last time. People who have wronged me so badly, I have now learned I can't give more chances. That's what I'm learning. Sorry if you guys hear my fireplace in the background. The fan's going. Anyways, I have learned that I don't have to forgive you, and I don't want to. I don't want to forgive you for what you did anymore. That's what I'm learning in the future. I can't tell you how many times, how many chances. I think we all go through that, you know, growing up, getting older, learning lessons. We give people chance after chance after chance, and we go, they're going to change. They're going to understand my point of view. They're going to learn my boundaries. But if they don't want to, they will not. They will not. Stop giving these people chance after chance to understand your boundaries. The people who want to will. That's it. And you don't have to forgive people. You don't have to. I feel like we create these defense mechanisms to create our safety mode. This is my safety net. And you're asking me to say, I don't need it? I don't need it? Because if I forgive this person, whether I like it or not, my wall slowly starts coming down. And that's if I can trick my brain into forgiving this person. If. And not just waiting for another spark to the flame. But my walls slowly start coming down, and they do it again. And they try it again, and they do it again. We are not these people's life lesson. We do not have to be these people's learning stepping stones to become better people if that's what they're aiming to be. You don't have to do that. You don't have to say, oh, I'll forgive them because they're human and they're learning and they'll make mistakes. Okay. What about you? What about these scars they're putting on you along the way while you're healing theirs? You know, that's what just really bothers me. I have my own people we've spoken about before that I've forgiven time and time again. And when I say forgiven, I mean I've not forgotten and the wounds are still there. I say forgiven as in I allow you to speak to me. I smile when I see your face. I allow you to be somewhat present in my life, invited to events. And guess what? Time and time again, they destroy it. Time and time again, I'm the bad guy for not forgiving them. You know what I had to learn in those situations? I have to forgive myself. I'm more mad. I think we get more mad. I'm going to say we because I'm not the only one I know. We get more mad at ourselves for allowing this person that access again to cause us harm, to hurt our hearts again. And we're so angry at ourselves, and they sleep peacefully at night. They have no problems with what they did. They have no problems with our minds completely destroying our self-esteem for not knowing better. I can't tell you how many times I've called myself stupid. I'm like, you stupid fucking idiot. You knew better. Everybody told you better. Everybody warned you to be careful. And you still let your guard down with this person. You still allowed them to know things about you that they could access and hurt you. Why did you do that again? And I don't care who they are. They could be your best friend. They could be your spouse. They could be your parent. They could be a sibling. They could be your child. No matter who they are, the hurt is the same because they had access. You don't have to give everyone access to you. You don't have to forgive people in order to sleep peacefully at night. I sleep more peacefully at night knowing that I am protected, that I have stood strong and I'm protecting myself, that I now have the knowledge to not be sad over my decisions. And I think it takes us all a moment to get to that place. It takes us all sometimes giving that person 3, 4, 5, 6, 100 chances to go, I'm comfortable now with you not being around. People's famous thing to say to me when they hear, if I don't talk to certain people, they go, what if they died tomorrow? How would you feel? If you can answer that question and say that you have no regrets, that's when you really know. Will you be sad? Yeah, it's going to strike a chord with you somewhere because this person played a significant role somewhere in your life. And they were important to you some point in your life. But do you know that you did everything you can do? That you vocalized every boundary you had? That you were crystal clear with the respect you needed and that you gave back to them? And they still push that boundary? Then you're okay. Even for me, thinking if certain people weren't here tomorrow, that sucks. I'm gonna think about it every day for the rest of my life. Guess what I also think about every day? How they wronged me. That anger that comes inside of me still lights up. And I go, fuck you. Fuck you for thinking I didn't deserve the respect. For thinking that you could disrespect my entire family or just me because I was kind, because I allowed you to, because I gave you another chance. You know what they say about people who go to prison? They keep coming back. They don't know how to stay out of it. They don't learn their lesson. Bad people are sometimes just bad people. Once people get on the wrong track, that's the only track they know. You don't have to convert over to that track to be with them. You don't need to be with them. No matter what role they play in your life, you don't want to be like them. If you are allowing people in your life who you wouldn't take, you know, life advice from, who you don't want to be like, who you don't respect their opinions, why are they there? That's what I think to myself. If you are in my life, I respect you. I want your advice. I'll take your advice. I want to be the kind of parent you are. I want to be the kind of friend you are. I want to have enough love in my heart like you do. The people I allow in my life are goals for me. Why would I want to work my way down? Why would I want to not be on top of the mountain at the end of the day with people I love? I don't want to be down in the valley, muddy and gross and not getting enough sunshine. No. Don't allow people in your life that take those things away from you, that are constantly stepping on your head, making you drowned because you are a sunshine for them. There's a give and take in all relationships. And I think we all have those people that need extra sunshine and need extra love. And that's okay. It's okay to have those people, but not forever. Those people can't be forever sunshine stealers. That's not okay either. And then you have to set boundaries with those as well. I have best friends. I've had best friends. I had people in my life that it was always somebody else's problem. Always somebody else's fault, you know. And after years and years and years of advice and, you know, trying to be their guide and, you know, help them and relate to them and understand where they're coming from and it drain your soul, at the end of the day, you finally go, you're doing this. You know, we've spoken about this before. You're doing this to yourself. You're harming yourself. The poor me, pity me. We've done this before. We've had this podcast before. respect the people in your life, but you do not have to forgive the people you are getting rid of. That's at the end of the day. That's it. Go to sleep at night knowing you forgave them enough. Now it's time to forgive yourself for doing so. I don't know about you guys, but I am a coffee fanatic. I love coffee, but I'm pretty basic with it. I don't do much creamer or sugar. I try to stay away from dairy, all the things. So I pretty much like my coffee, just black coffee, whether it's ice or warm. Javi Coffee Concentrate has been the best thing I've ever had. 1 teaspoon in a cup of ice or a cup of warm water, and there's your coffee. You don't have any machines, cords, plugs. It's eco-conscious, gluten-free, non-GMO, sugar-free, and dairy-free. 1 teaspoon. For under $25, we'll get you 30 servings. Think of all the money you will be saving. Get additional 20% off by using code Sarah, S-A-R-A, 43934 to get 20% off. Go check out Javi Coffee today. And don't think I'm completely heartless on this subject. I have so many of you who write in, you know, with your spouses, but I love them. But, you know, they're the parent to my child. We've been together for 20 years or, you know, they're my father. They're my mother. It doesn't take away from the fact that you're hurt. And I think to tell people this all the time, stop downplaying your own feelings because of what role they play in your life. That's only going to cause you harm. That's only going to cause your depression, your anxiety, and your overall self-worth of going down. That's what it's going to do. That's it. At the end of the day, you are sucking the life out of yourself because of the label these people have created in your life. And most of them have done so on purpose. Most of them have dug their claws so deep into you and buried a guilt so deep down inside of you that they know when you're feeling this way. They know when you hate them, when you want to leave, and they go in deeper. They go in for the kill. They say, oh, I don't know what I would do without you. Oh, I'd kill myself if you weren't here. Oh, I would, you know, never love again. You're my best friend. What would I do? And the whole time, you're silently screaming, I hate you. I don't want to be here. You carry that guilt and that burden for these people. You know, it's almost like a narcissistic love with these kinds of people in your life, even spouses. And some people will say, well, they weren't always like that. And they may not have been. I'm not saying you fell in love with somebody who was a bad person. They may have changed. We all change. We all strive to change. Unfortunately, some not for the better. And that's just where it comes down to. A lot of people do change for the better. But you have to remember people are also capable of changing for the worst. And that going back and forth is just not plausible for most. Even rewinding and going back is not. They'll always say, oh, I just want them to be like they were the day we met, the day we fell in love. The chance of that happening, the chance of it going backwards, most likely not it. That's not the case. I've not heard many of those stories. I've not heard those stories where they go, oh, we were so good in the beginning. Then it was really, really bad for years. You know, they mentally abused me, physically abused me. We did therapy. We were together 20 years. We put in the time. We put in the effort. We put in the work. And now they're back to normal. It's not usually how it goes. And anger in these people arrives. It arrives. And they can tap into it at any moment. Now it is here, just like our anxiety. Now it's here. Hey, neighbor. And these people have this anger that they now own. And they have this guilt that they know how to put on you. And they have these, it's even more accessible now because they know you. They didn't know you before. They didn't know you in the beginning. Of course it was great. They hadn't dug their claws in. They couldn't find access to you. They may have always been like that and they didn't even know it. They didn't know it until they got comfortable. Please understand that they are just labels of who they are to you. It shows no reflection of who you are as a person just because they're your husband or wife or mother or father, brother, sister, best friend of 20 years. It shows no reflection on the kind of person you are. You did not make them this way. You did not contribute to their emotions on this. They tapped into those. Now, when I say you didn't contribute, I don't mean that you guys don't have arguments, that maybe you don't stir the pot sometimes because you're angry too. Allowing people in your life who constantly hurt you, who you communicate your feelings with, who you are very well open to telling, you've hurt me, I deserve an apology, and you don't get one. Those are the toxic people. Am I saying that you're always right? Am I saying like, hey, play this episode for your spouse and point to them and go, see, this is you. That's not kind. That's not what we're talking about. I'm talking about people who have the silent tears, who keep forgiving, who are on the verge of a mental breakdown, who have anxiety the minute their spouse or their parent or their, you know, friend walks in the door, because in their minds, they'd rather be alone than to be with these people. But the thought of hurting their feelings, even though they're doing it to you, seems too much to bear. Hurt the feelings. Rip off the band-aid. Don't forgive these people again. There's a saying that you will keep forgiving somebody until you hate them. And sometimes that's what it takes to get there. That's okay. If you have to hate them, that's okay. But usually it comes with the hate in yourself. It takes a lot of self-forgiveness. It takes more self-forgiveness than it does to forgive these toxic people, to be honest with you. I still find myself thinking about the person I had to cut out. For my whole life, I've known who they were. The curtain kept getting pulled further and further back as I got older, of course. My whole life, I knew this. I had people tell me this. I didn't believe them. Not to me. And then it was to me. Over and over again. And they could do it with a smile on their face. They could do it with love in their eyes. They still broke big boundaries. They still hurt me. Whether it was a little hurt or a big hurt, something that most people wouldn't look twice at, but it was something I communicated. That's it. Now I hate you. Congratulations. You won the prize. And that's okay if you have to get there. Does that mean that I can't look at this person and still walk by them? I can do that. I have to do that. It's who they are in my life. I'm going to see them. But you now have lost access to me. And I think that's something we can walk away with pride on. I think all of us can. If you've cut somebody out, and they still have to visibly see you, or you still have to communicate with them, or whether you're co-parenting, or it's your family member, or, you know, somebody you work with that was your friend. Being cordial is different than being kind. You do not have to be rude. You don't have to talk badly about them. If somebody else walked in the room, they don't even need to feel any tension of it. You can go into full-on protective mode and still have your kind and respective attitude. They did not break it. Letting them take that from you would be the biggest loss. Don't change who you are because they tried to. Let them know they failed. Have you heard the news? Spotify has amazing new ways to listen to your favorite music and podcasts. Be sure to turn on notifications to Loving Yourself Completely to never miss an episode. Download Spotify today for free. And I think probably, you know, like me, you guys wonder if these people know that they do this. You wonder. I wonder too. I think that's something, you know, we can all agree on. Do they know? Do they sleep well at night? Do they cry about this? Are they upset with how they can't, almost they can't help themselves but to hurt the people they love? Do they know this? I think they do. I think they do. I think they also are really good at blame. You know, most people who listen to this podcast, you're a lot like me, and we blame ourselves. Not everybody's like you. A lot of people blame other people. So here we are wondering if they blame themselves, because that's what we would do. We put ourselves in everybody's shoes. We can think of other people's lives for a half a day and wouldn't faze us because we know how it feels. I don't think everybody does. There are the blamers and the blamies. And I think they do find fault in other people because they're not ready to find it in themselves. That would mean they're admitting that they have to work on themselves, that they have to change themselves, that they have to do something for themselves that benefits other people. And sometimes not everybody can do that. Not everybody can find that inner work that needs to be done on themselves. And they go through life blaming everybody else, creating these scenarios in their heads so often that they become true. That they can tell people with a straight face a full-on lie because of the story they've repeated so many times. I don't think everybody knows they're lying. I don't think everybody knows they're toxic or negative or to blame. I don't think they all know that. It is our job in protecting ourselves that we're the ones who point that out. And it doesn't have to be unkind. You don't have to become this vicious person. I know that's a lot of people's problem. They say, oh, I'm just not a, you know, I'm, what's that word? Oh my gosh, I can't think of the word. They're not somebody who likes to address something uncomfortable. I'm going to die thinking of this word. Email it to me, you guys. Anyways, they're not somebody who likes to, you know, go into conflict and to have arguments, or somebody who likes to be the first to address something that may be negative. You can have the calmest of all voices. This can be over coffee. I feel, and you got to say it with your direct emotion, I feel this relationship has become unhealthy for me. I have certain boundaries. I have certain emotions and feelings that I'm sure you might or might not be aware of, and that's why I want to talk to you about this. That I'm struggling to get from you. And I would love to tell you what they are if you'll respect them and hear me. But most of the time, you guys have already told. But conversations can be heard. And these people might address them. And they might go, oh my gosh, I had no idea. You're going to have wonderful people like that in your life. You will come across good people. Not everybody's a bad person. You'll have best friends that will go, oh, I had no idea. I had no idea that when I showed up late, you think it's disrespectful of your time. You know, something as simple as that. I had no idea. And then they'll say one of their boundaries. And it's all about communicating and them going, and you know, they don't always have to cave to your boundaries. They can say, please know that when I show up late, it has nothing to do with you. It's not because you're not important. Listen to me. It's not because you're not important. It's because sometimes I have anxiety getting in the car and I need to take a minute. There can be good reasons why you feel on a defense mode with certain actions from people. But you have to address them. You can't always think it's all about you either. We have to be the ones that put ourselves in other people's shoes, which we're good at. We're really good at that. But it can't always be a negative way. We can go, oh yeah, I can see that. I can see that. Communication, when I tell you guys, is the most important thing you will ever learn in your life. Stop cutting people out just because. Stop not communicating with your husband when something bothers you. Stop telling your child everything's okay. It's not. We have communication issues. Here's the problem. Here's why you disappointed me. Here's what I need you to work on. What can I do? What can I do different to be better for you as well? It's the only way that healthy relationships are formed. Does everybody deserve access to you? No. But is it okay to give them a chance? Absolutely. You're never going to learn if you don't. And if we've all been hurt by somebody, that's why we all have our, you know, our red flags in friendships, relationships, and work life and everything. It's not just to do with relationships, it's to do with life events as well. Oh, I've been here before and this, you know, I got that feeling in my gut. That's always right. Feel that with people. I can tell you people I've never met in real life online. They'll leave me, you know, the kindest comments and I'll see a notification pop up from them and I don't have to open it right away because I know it's something kind. I'm not worried about it being something rude or something I need to delete because I get a lot of hate mail or I get a lot of negative comments on social media. I get a lot of nasty people towards me and it's taken me a long time to understand that there are bad people out there. There are just unhappy people. But then I have these people that I've never met before. I've never hung out before. Maybe I know who they are from school or maybe I don't. I just know them online, but I've never, you know, formally hung out with them. And I go, oh, they're safe. They're safe. You always know your safe places. And if you feel uneasy with somebody, address it. All right, you guys, that is it for today. I am going to hang out in my snow globe until it's time for school pickup. I am so excited for the weekend. It's been a really long, mentally exhausting week, and I'm so happy that I'm able to get this episode out to you guys. I'm recording this part on Friday. It is, I always do my intros and my ending last so I can edit through, but it is just a crazy day out here today, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day and have a wonderful weekend, and just know that your boundaries do not make you an inaccessible person. The right person has the key to everything in your life. You can give it to them. You're going to know if they abuse the power. Please call them out on it. Please call them out on it. You're not too much. You're never too much. You're loving yourself completely. Write in to lovingyourselfcompletely@gmail.com. Follow us on our new Instagram and have a wonderful weekend. Bye.